Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we be tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl slapping loud.
Get you through your day. And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
File unemployment.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I'm your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Yep.
I got Emmanuel.
What's up?
You know, we got Mike Mendez on the boards.
Hello.
Mike, turn off your mic.
That's it, Mike. You're done.
You're done.
You going to come in here with hello. What type of shit is going on here? And of course, we have a very, very special guest. Last time we seen this guy was the last podcast we did in the other studio, which was right before COVID.
And I fucking missed that podcast.
And you missed that.
I was so mad. Everybody's like, oh,
did.
Man, you ain't that
That's what made it good.
That's what,
that's what, oh, that's what made it good.
That's what made it hell
of good.
You know, this is our resident Asian doctor in everything we have.
Consistent.
Y'all give it up for our homie, our good friend, David So in the building.
Let's
you know
go.
What I'm saying? Everybody. What's up, brother? How you feeling?
Good, man. I'm your guys' diversity call. That's the fucking funny shit. Y'all
it's
got
between
black
you,
people over here.
Between you and Tim.
That's really about it. The two fucking blackest Asians on YouTube.
I told him me and you going to do his.
Oh yeah,
he's ready to do his.
This is a fucking like interracial ass situation.
We got
the
Mexican.
Blacks over here. We got Mexicans. We got Koreans. We got.
Oh yeah, we here.
And the blacks finally outweigh the rest of them. Let's go, baby.
I tell you what, that's some good ass food.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's solid. That's solid, man. So how you been in these? We ain't seen you since quarantine. I mean, since
good, man. I caught COVID. That was tight.
Yeah,
I fucking love that.
That
shit.
Was good. Mm. Yeah. You now did you catch it here or were you out or you?
Well, I caught it from my. Here's the shit, right? Like, so I was on this whole thing of like, yo, make sure you guys socially distance. You don't know what the fuck is happening, and that fucking. Logan and not Logan Paul when he first boxed. Who the fuck did he box?
Oh, KSI.
Or some shit like that. Yeah. I think it was one of those boxing matches and I got invited. I was like, there ain't gonna be a lot of people. Bro, there was like 30 people.
That's it.
And then the one person that gave it to me was the guy who threw the fucking party. And this dude was fucking cooking up steak and slicing it. He was like, here, you wanna try this? Grabbed it with his hand and stuck it in my mouth. And I caught COVID.
He's like, who wants massages? Hey,
he was white, huh?
Nah, he was Chinese. I'm not even lying, bro.
Oh my God.
Wuhan Bart. That's what I call him. My homie Bart. Shout out to my homie Bart.
That's funny. That's funny. That's hilarious.
What do they call the first person that gets like the virus? Like they call him like
the super spreader? I don't know.
Yeah, what
the fuck? Some shit like that.
I was so pissed off at him, dude. I was so mad.
Now, but when did you realize you had like once you got like to the house? Or
so
like,
a week after that, I started feeling all funky.
Yeah,
low energy or whatever. And then recently I bought like 20 little in-home kit tests. I had a hookup for
gotcha.
Because I wanted to bring guests into the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I was moving the podcast to the house and the lady didn't want me to bring people in without testing them.
Mm-hmm.
So I did one on myself. I read it and I was like, oh, I don't have it. And then I looked at the instructions and I was like, oh, I do have it. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, I do have it.
Blue means you have it.
Yeah, but the in-home tests aren't 100% accurate. None of them are, but this one is not as accurate as if you go in and get it done for you, on you, right? So I was like, okay, I'm not sure if I have it yet. I just feel a little tighter. So I went to a hotel and I booked a hotel room for like 10 days,
mm-hmm.
right? I was like, just in case, because she was freaking the fuck out. She didn't even ask if I was okay. She goes, get the fuck out.
Gotcha.
I'm like, cool.
Yeah, yeah. If you die, then I won't see you. But if you do, you live, you come on back.
I was pissed when she said that, though. Because she wasn't like, I was like, yo, I think I have COVID. She literally said, you have to leave. I'm like, the fuck? Are you okay? Are you going to die? Do you have symptoms? What the fuck? And so
the things she would have said to you if you told her the same.
Exactly.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so I kicked her in her stomach. I got to the hotel room. And I was like, the first thing I thought, I shit you not, was I'm in a hotel room away from my lady for 10 days. I'm jacking off and I'm eating food.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's standard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get all queued up and stuff.
You know what? That's funny you said that. We were just talking this week and we was like, we got to stop being ashamed because we was like, ain't nothing worse than you being in the middle of a jack off and like if you got a roommate, they knock on your door and you like, oh, hold on. Let me. We said, you know what? You guys just start calling out or send a message. Hey, fellas. I'm about to be masturbating for a little bit, so I need you to do not disturb me for a little while.
See, but the thing is, people don't listen, right? Yeah. So you just got to let them open the door. Just let them open the door. Let them see you just come nut everywhere. And then you'll be like, now you learned now, your lesson.
Don't come back in here. I sent out a message. Yeah. It's the do not disturb jackoff sign. Leave me alone.
Get a little bit on the shoes.
The funny thing about it, if you want a break from your girl from now on, you know what to do now.
I have COVID. That's what I'm going to say.
But what was your symptoms, though?
So check it out. So the first thing I'm there, I'm like, oh, I feel pretty fucking good. Like, yeah. Nothing's wrong with me. Yeah. So I'm chilling. So I order this fat ass order from Fatburger, right? I get the double cheese shit, everything. Yeah. I get lemon pepper wings, which they do have. Mm. And I got
lemon. So fucking black.
Did you get the milkshake? Lemon pepper wings. Did you get your black ass out of it? Did you get the milkshake?
I didn't get a milkshake, but hold on. So I got the lemon pepper wings. I got the ranch, the fucking sauce, and everything, right? So I get my Sprite. I drink it. I'm like, they didn't put enough syrup in this shit. Mm. Whatever, I put it down. Mm. I bite the wing. I'm like, this shit ain't seasoned enough. Fuck.
This shit ain't seasoned enough.
And I'm chilling, and I take a second bite. I taste nothing.
Oh.
I'm like, I have COVID. I lost my fucking taste. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the room started closing in.
Didn't you film that? Or you didn't film? Because I filmed
me eating spicy food.
Got you. Yeah.
I started freaking the fuck out because that's half my joy. Was eating whatever the fuck I wanted, getting like fucking room service and chilling in this room. Because you could only jack off for so long.
Yeah.
Like after the first day,
you like, I'm done.
Like the libido's not the same anymore. The motherfucker wouldn't get up. He just gave up on me.
Things look different.
He lost his sister Jack.
I had COVID dick. I was so sad.
COVID dick was like, get off me. I'm sick too.
My fucking dick just bucked at me. Bro, so after the second day, like, you don't have anything. Like, I'm not jacking off anymore. I'm in this room by myself. And so I'm not even fucking exaggerating. I was on the 10th floor looking out into the street. Mm-hmm. I got so sad. I literally stared outside of that window for 5 hours until the sun went down and just waiting for people to come by. But because it was COVID, nobody was walking by. So I just stared out the fucking window all day.
It just looks like didn't call you for support. Or
no,
say so- God damn.
No way. No, she called.
She had to call.
So I had to call her for her to drop off some stuff here and there. But this woman, she treated me like I had like the worst disease ever. She fucking dropped it off at my door. She goes, come and get it when I'm 10 feet away.
Oh, all right.
She just scurries off like a fucking rat.
You have leprosy.
I didn't feel love. I didn't feel protected. Nothing.
So by day five, were you at insane?
Hey, can I just say this? I cried.
Enough for that. I mean, I cried. I can feel that.
Like, for some, this is how I know I can't do prison. I cannot. Oh, yeah. I'm in a hotel room.
You can't do solitary confinement.
Nothing.
But no, just being locked in. Just locked into that shit.
I need sunlight. I need something. So I couldn't do shit. So I just sat there, and there was a moment I fucking teared up. I was like, yo, I'm going to die here. Even though I could walk out whenever I fucking want, which was so ridiculous. But there was a moment on like the 8th day where like 2% of my taste came back. And so I was FaceTiming my friends because I was so sad. And then I had this like banana yogurt that I put in my mouth, and I tasted like a little bit of it.
Like just a hint.
Fucking tears came out. Bro, and they saw me on FaceTime crying. They're like, why are you crying? I said, I could taste banana cream pie.
That shit, because it's scary. A lot of people, some people still haven't gotten their full taste back. Some people still haven't gotten it.
They just die.
It's just like,
the thing is, if you can't get your taste, you just eat healthy now, like purely healthy. So
it's the joy of it. You know what I'm saying?
The joy gone. So
that's tough. That's
you gotta find love in
eat
other
a bunch of stuff I don't like already. That's super healthy.
I ate salad and soup. I lost 10 pounds while I was in quarantine. I looked fucking nice.
COVID was the best thing to happen to,
to my body, because check this shit out. Like, all the stuff that you enjoy that's really unhealthy, the reason why you're okay with it is because it tastes fucking good.
It tastes good.
But when you have no taste and all the stuff that's bad for you, you feel it. It feels like shit. I didn't expect that. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to eat chocolate chips. I was trying to eat this
just
stuff.
Just wasn't.
But it made me feel terrible.
So you're just feeling the negative repercussions outside of the taste.
Without the satisfaction.
Yeah, the satisfaction. Exactly. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
The human body is nuts, man. Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, you lose 10 pounds like easy just getting COVID. If you got fat and you had COVID, you're a piece of shit. Like, I don't know how you fucking getting fat when you don't have taste buds and shit. You fucking
trash
bag. What the fuck are you doing with yourself, dude?
So you couldn't
I like hot dogs.
You couldn't taste or smell.
I couldn't taste or smell shit. Yeah. So I got that one chip challenge chip.
Yeah, yeah.
I ate that shit, tasted nothing.
Damn.
Shocked as fuck. But that shit burned my asshole after though. So that's
oh yeah, no, I can believe that. I can believe that.
Did you cry again when you gained the weight back?
Well,
nah, that's hilarious.
Hey, I gained that shit back in 2 days. I'm not even lying.
He was eating like Goku on Dragon Ball Z. He was just fucking eating that shit
with a hyperbolic chamber.
I ate so fucking much. It was unreal.
Because it's a different appreciation now. You're like, oh yeah, I'm getting all this shit.
What's the first thing you ate when you had your taste fully back?
I had pizza.
Mm. That's good. Yeah, that's solid. That's
and good. I'm lactose. Choice. That shit was a disaster.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Damn.
Delicious
absolutely.
Disaster.
Were your senses enhanced? Like, did the food taste extra? Like?
Oh man, check. So your when my taste came back, where I could kind of taste stuff, mm-hmm. it was like maybe 50%. But I didn't know because I hadn't had taste in so long.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to cooking immediately. So I went back to cooking Korean mm-hmm. food. So mm-hmm. I was like, yo, I'm gonna cook my lady some food. Whatever. Your boy's out. Like, I came out of prison.
I'm
and
out
shit.
Here.
I'm out and shit. Right. I'm fucking like. Cooking up all this other shit. I'm cooking this Korean food and I serve it to her and I'm eating it. I'm like, this is really good. She bites into the food. She goes, this is salty as hell. I'm like, shit ain't fucking salty. You don't know shit.
Yeah.
So I'm eating the food. I'm like, it tastes perfectly fine. But it was only because my taste buds weren't back 100%.
Okay.
And so
okay.
I knew it was salty because like 10 minutes into me fucking dissing her taste buds, I started dehydrating. like my fucking mouth was dry as fuck. I'm like, yo, this shit is salty.
This is salty as fuck.
Yeah, but it was weird, man. Like the whole, I had lower back pain. That was weird. My hips and my back started tightening up. So for the first like 2-3 days, I couldn't sleep. I had to like pretzel myself into a weird position to fucking figure out like what was it gonna hurt.
Treat everybody so different.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
It's such a weird
fucking prejudice ass fucking. I don't know what the fuck that shit is.
Damn man, we're glad you're here, man. Listen,
I'm alive.
You made it through, bro.
You made it out.
Hey, and I got the shot, dude. So that shit.
Okay, yeah, I did too.
Zero side effects.
Zero. I had some side effects for sure.
You got fucked up?
Not fucked up, but I was feeling out of it like a motherfucker.
He got the shot, and then we watched Mortal Kombat. Combat that day, and it wasn't that good of a movie.
Yeah,
so he thought
I was moving
good.
All during the movie, like, man, this shit fucking sucks.
Hey, I didn't mind Mortal Kombat because I went and watched the first one before it.
The original?
The original.
From the 90s?
Yeah.
If you watch it in comparison, it's way better.
No, for sure. Right. I mean, yeah.
Because I didn't expect shit from that film.
From
the trailer
the new
got
one.
Me. I was like, okay, this trick. Because I didn't expect a Mortal Kombat movie.
Is that Luke Cage? <All right. laughs>
That shit sounds scary.
You know what was so weird? When I went back to watch the first film, like Liu Kang doesn't look scary or menacing at all.
No.
He looks like somebody's Vietnamese auntie. Like, dog. He just like.
He do got that long hair too. Yeah,
like,
that's
who
funny.
Fuck, who's he going to save?
That's funny.
That shit was so wet. This motherfucker gotta take a shit. What's going on?
Yeah, you gonna turn AC?
I think
on.
Got a little hot. Who wrote the Midnight Club up there?
I did.
Oh, okay. So we can move to that.
Yeah. Well, fuck it. He was joining. Do y'all remember Midnight Club?
The game.
Playing Midnight Club.
Yeah.
So did you play that?
Mm-mm. What the fuck is that?
It was a racing game.
Like, I think
it was
a club
racing
real.
Game. It was on PlayStation.
Yeah, it was on
you
PlayStation.
You never played that. Well, I just randomly seen it on Twitter the other day. I was like, I want to talk about
no,
it.
No, Midnight Club.
I used to love that game. Like, it was so fire.
Midnight
Club.
It was
just a racing game. And that on PlayStation. You remember Midnight Club?
Oh, yeah. It was like Grand Theft.
Maybe
it was
a car.
Is that like a discount Grand Theft Auto?
Like, that was Driver. Driver was like Grand Theft. You couldn't get out your car. But Midnight Club was just a racing game.
I used to play it.
You used to play Midnight Club?
Yeah, right. But Midnight Club was like a free form. Like, you could go anywhere in the city type of racing game.
Need for Speed copied that. They, like, did it
underground.
Yeah.
That shit was so fun.
Yeah.
So you never played Midnight Club, though? Just Need for Speed?
I just never liked games.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Video
games? My brother was super into games.
Gotcha. Okay.
I never really enjoyed games that much, but I enjoyed watching people play games. And I think the reason why is when I'm figuring out, because of pandemic, I figured out I have like a large amount of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So games give me anxiety because I don't know what the fuck the outcome's going to be when I'm playing this shit. You know what I mean?
Based on story or just you might die?
I might die. Mm-hmm. And that shit.
Gotcha.
What about sports? Like Madden or 2K,
that's
type
the
of
worst.
Yeah, because you might lose the game.
But you're not dying, you're just going to lose.
Still, I don't like that shit. Like, there's too much uncertainty. So, like, with You know, like, nerd.
But where there's uncertainty, David, anything is possible.
Hey, no. This ain't no Kevin Garnett shit, dude. No, I don't believe in that shit.
Anything is possible. Anything is possible.
That shit ruined his whole career, fucking NBA legacy, dude.
It was like after that, it went.
He let it all out right there.
He didn't have to do
but
that.
But life is uncertain, and you turned out well.
Yeah, but I deal with crazy anxiety, man. Like I didn't realize that shit. I used to just. There it is. After that, nobody respected him.
That was it.
Like, I fucking figured out that all this shit that I used to deal with when I was younger, because pandemic did a couple of things. Mm-hmm. It put a mirror in front of a lot of people's faces.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
You can't distract yourself with your friends, drinks, partying, so you're just stuck with yourself.
Yep.
And so when I was a kid, my dad used to beat the shit out of me because I wouldn't do certain things that he thought a man was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't order food from McDonald's. It would give me mad anxiety.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ah, that's what it's like to break a bad habit. I get it. We all get it. We've been there. But here's something that'll give you a breath of fresh air. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. So listen up. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it? I got it. We got it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. You get it? I got it. We got it. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts with magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety and all that type of stuff. Things I personally like about Fume. It comes with several different flavors. You put one in, you get that sweet, delicious taste that I personally like. How about the feel? You know, the fidgeting, the balance of it. It's just, you know, you want to do something with your hand sometimes. You just don't want to have it in your pockets or just hold it, you know, just stiffen out. You want to do something with it. Fume gives you a chance to do that. Plus, Fume just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so no more losing it. Stop treating it like your car keys and you forget it every time you leave the house. It's built for fidgeting in mind. Start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/trap and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use our code TRAP to help make starting the good habit that much easier.
Like, you would be like, order your own food. And I'm like, I can't do this. And this is coming from a fat boy. Like, how could you be fat but you can't order food? Like,
was it because there was too many choices? That was what? Or
was just, it more people?
You know what it is? You can't explain like what anxiety is. You think about the stupidest shit.
It's true, though.
You kind of go into this whole like thought. Like, I told the story on my podcast. Like, this is fucking embarrassing, by the way. So when I first moved to LA, I signed up with Full Screen, right?
Yeah.
And you know, it was George and that dude Song.
Yeah.
So when I met them at the time, nobody was signed to Full Screen. It was just me and this dude, Adam Carolla. Stand-up comedy, one of the biggest, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. We were on our way.
Yeah.
Almost.
So they took us to this hotel out in like Santa Monica or the West Side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fresh out of Sacramento. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to behave in rich people situations, right? Like, the first thing that I do when I roll up, this dude opens the door for me, and I'm like, bro, don't fucking open my door. I just open it myself.
Don't fucking open my door.
You know, I'm like, I'm not a fucking bitch. Yeah, you know, yeah. And he's like, bro, I'm going to lose my job. Like, don't do that. Like, I'm not even lying. I'll fucking get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And I go into the bathroom, and when you go into the bathroom, there's this dude standing there, and he's like handing out towels.
Yeah, the bathroom attendant.
I'm like, the fuck are you doing here?
They made me nervous too.
Well, I didn't know there was such thing as bathroom attendants. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, this dude is out here handing out towels. I'm like, yo, you fucking pervert, get the fuck out of here. Right? And I'm like grabbing these disposable towels. Yo, this hotel, by the way, the towels, the disposable towels felt like real towels.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that.
So like, shit you not, I grabbed like six of them and I stuffed them in my pocket.
I need to use these for later.
Yeah, so I grabbed them, I stuffed them in my pocket. This dude straight up told me, he goes, you don't have to do that. I'm like, you shut the fuck up. Grab some more stuff in my pocket. Yeah. So I went down, and this is how stupid my anxiety is. This is how dumb it is when I look back at it. So I meet George, and he goes, hey, I got us a couple of things to eat. He goes, I got us a charcuterie board. And let me tell you something. At that time, didn't know what the fuck
was.
No,
yeah.
But you know what I said? I said, I love charcuterie. I eat it all the time.
Yeah,
this is my favorite. I charcuterie yesterday. It was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I sat there, and then I'm looking at this shit, and I'm like, yo, how the fuck do you eat this? My anxiety is going crazy right now, because I don't want him to know.
Because it's just a plate of shit. It's a smorgasbord of
and
things
going on.
And you just
don't want people to know you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And you know what it is, too? Like, I don't know if it's because I grew up around, like, Black people.
Yeah.
You don't want white people to know that you don't know white people shit.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm like, oh, I know white people shit. I don't know what the fuck that is, right? But I didn't want him to know that I didn't know white people shit.
Yeah.
So I'm getting all nervous. He goes, oh, dig in. And I look at him like, you dig it.
Yeah. you go first.
Because I want to see how he builds his fucking shit. Because I don't know how to make this stuff.
You like, it's like you at Subway. You try to figure out.
Yeah. Because I don't know how you're supposed to eat this stuff. Yeah. He goes, no, you eat this. And in my mind, I'm like, nah, bitch, you fucking eat it first. Yeah. I don't know how to deal with this shit. I'm freaking the fuck out. And it's not a big situation.
Yeah.
It's just crackers
it's
and
just
cheese.
Fucking
so, you, so choice is a lot for you.
Something like that. And so
this is
I said,
hilarious.
He's like, we're like doing this chicken.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck it, I'm going to go ahead and do this. And my fucking ghetto ass, I turned that shit into a Lunchable. Like, I got two crackers.
I stayed home, man.
Six inches high, bro, like this, right? And I'm just over here trying to eat that stuff. And I see this dude, he gets one cracker, puts like jam and a ham on it.
That's
I'm
it.
Like, you fucking, and that shit ate me up inside.
You just like, everybody saw you do that.
This
too.
Motherfucker knows you're poor now. Like, I knew it. Oh, I was so fucking mad, dude.
And I feel you on that bathroom attendant stuff because you don't know. I don't need you to necessarily help me. But I also want to take your peppermints.
No, the pressure is tipping. It's like the pressure is tipping. So if you see someone else washing their hands, you try to go around and wash yours real fast and get up out of there.
They be looking at you because he be like,
nah, because he's dealing with him. So if you get in there quick enough, you can get up out of there.
Some of them be quick. They be having. Where you going?
No, I love to tell them no.
You just know.
No. And then
just
you see
you
them
can.
Like, oh. You always see that because they try to play the little like, but I need this role. And I'm like, nigga, you don't even work for this building. You ran in here and just started handing people towels, and now you expect
that's
tips.
Just a hustle. It's definitely a hustle because I don't need you in here, man. Like it's a lot going on right now. Get out of here.
I was gonna ask you, did you ever get to the stem of it though?
Oh,
like where it stems from.
I just fucking do CBD now.
Gotcha.
I just fucking take a CBD thing and I just let it, I just ignore it.
Yeah. Well, I feel them. I had that same for a long time. I had that same feel, especially when we first got out here. Because you got, when we get agents and managers and shit, especially in Hollywood, the first thing they try to throw out all these names at you. And when they start throwing white people's names around that are supposed to be, I guess, in comedy or YouTubers, they're like, oh, Matt Shinnings is going to be doing it. You know about Matt Shinnings, right? Who the fuck is Matt Shinnings? I'll be like, And then they start, oh, you saw his last program on that was good.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that one joke about the, and then next day we meet Matt Shinnings, and I'm like, who the fuck is this?
I don't know who Matt Shinnings is.
I hate the fact that I always go, yeah, I know him. I hate myself when I do that. When it comes out of my mouth, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
But it's just a natural, like, when you're in conversation, it's kind of natural. They'd be like, yeah, so you remember so-and-so? And they'd be like, yeah, no, I remember. I don't know why. Instead of just saying, no, I don't watch him. Or no, I don't know who.
It's Hollywood.
You
got to
work
though.
On that.
They love name dropping. They love name dropping people that they feel that you should know because they're in the know of what Hollywood is. So they'll say a director's name, like Matt Shablogowski. you know Peter Wickenwalkerwitz.
Wickenwalkerwitz. He did that last joint with that. Like,
like, his short film work. Amazing. Before he did the major stuff, his short film work was, and I just bullshit this stuff so well now, they believe, they don't even fucking know.
They don't know.
We both don't know. We're just saying shit together.
No, but you did good today, though, because I asked you, do you know Midnight Club? You said, no.
Yeah, that's true.
He got the real.
He got comfortable.
Around the whites, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this, you know what it is? You think, and this is fucked up, but expressing to them that you know these things and relating to them is a way of a way to get to the bag somehow. You feel like if you don't somehow relate, it'll ruin the connection to the bag. I think that's why a lot of times
it'll ruin your wire transfer.
You play those games or whatever. But honestly, the best times that like I actually genuinely fuck with some white people has been when I just kept it real.
Yeah.
That's when I found the best, like, you know, cool people. So
yeah, it's like you feel like they're gonna get into a room afterwards and be like, I love his artwork and I love everything he does, but he didn't know Matt Wishwash gonna win.
Flipping
on him. Do you know Wacotron?
Look at their face. Do you know Wacotron?
Look at their face.
I made Ghostface Killer yesterday. Yeah. You know him? Oh, I love Ghostface. It's my favorite game. it's my favorite game. I love it.
That bear scene in Ghostface.
It do sound like a first person shooter game. Ghostface Killer.
The only thing that gives me anxiety though is time. I hate being late. Like, I'm very time conscious. So say we come do your podcast, I'm going to be on time. And if I'm starting to be late, I may have to call you like, hey, something happened, it's an accident, because I was going to be on time.
You know, this is the first time I showed up on time in a whole 2 years. Like, I'm not even...
You always show up on time for us.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you be on time.
You a guy. I'm not worried. Like, when I told you yesterday, I don't even have to check in with him today.
He gonna be
if you was a girl, I would have called. Hey, just a reminder.
There's nothing that gives men more anxiety than you planning a date or something with a girl, and then the day of the date, you hear your phone go off, you be like... She about to cancel.
There ain't no reason she should be hitting me right now. Like, you hit me an hour before.
She about to cancel.
Is it like that with you with the, like, girls and you know, on your podcast and stuff? I saw you had one with the chick from OnlyFans.
You know what
did
it is, man.
Did she show up early?
She did.
She it's, did. It's, All right. It's, okay.
Or did she come late?
Oh, you know she don't even fucking show titty or nothing, bro. It's just feet.
Oh yeah, that foot fetish.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. We ain't doing it right.
We're not doing it right.
If I showed you what she rolled up in, I wanted to kill myself.
I believe it.
And then she was like, hey, I was a big fan of you when I was a kid. I'm like, you what? Look at how you're living, dude.
Yeah. Look at your feet.
She spreads her toes. That's what she does.
That shit is crazy, though. They be getting bank.
Have y'all thought about opening up your OnlyFans?
And we talked about it on here.
You guys gonna do it?
Yeah, well, no, we talked about what would we really show except like jack off sessions or something, like with comedy in the middle.
I don't know. Can you show like side dick?
Like, that's what we said. Side dick.
Like balls, like bottom balls.
Yeah, we said we could do some balls, maybe put some characters on both testicles and play with them.
You can only get a piece of it. Only get head or shaft or balls. Like, you can only
show them when I'm manscaping. Like, what you don't want?
Yeah.
And promote manscape at the same time.
Make a little acting scene, a Shia Nut. Or something like that.
It could be like an ASMR, shaving
your
ASMR ball shaving. This podcast is sponsored by Manscaped.
There you go.
See,
first OnlyFans is featuring David.
You gonna be mad disappointed.
Well, since we on it, hey man, make sure y'all get your Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. Listen, if you want to do your ball OnlyFans and you do your ball ASMR, this is the perfect time to use Lawnmower 4.0, man. Listen, it's got everything you need. You got your ball trimmer, you got your ball deodorant, you got the whole package, so you can rub the lotion in your hand and then rub it on your pubes. And it might sound like a little greased up, forest or something. Come on, get your lawnmower. Lawnmower 4.0. Make sure you use code DT. We're not sure what type of hair you got. Even if you got coarse hair, like the African Americans most of the time, I don't know if you got
like
straight edge.
Like,
my shit's straight as fuck. You can put a rat tail comb through it super easy.
Oh yeah, if you got that David pube, you gonna go right through that thing. It's gonna be good to go, man.
What swipe?
What swipe? It's all gone.
Do you need a kit? We have plenty. Here.
We got plenty of kits. You know what I'm saying?
Lawnmower. I would love it.
Come on, listen. Hey, we giving out kits right here.
We're
giving out kits for your dicks out here, man. Lawnmower 4.0. Use code DT. Get you some of that. All right, cool.
Real quick, can I shout out some people?
The
Comedy Trap House podcast, the CTH podcast, Cash App. Some people donated. Mm-hmm. Want to show some appreciation. Almost Ogala, Jake from State Farm.
Okay,
it's good to see he's on.
Jake
there.
From State Farm. Thank you,
Xavier
dog.
Lowe, Zachary Bolds, Danielle Denise. Danielle's our homegirl.
What up, Danielle?
Danielle. Y'all go follow her online. She got.
I've been on her podcast. Podcast.
She got ass and titties. So go
she has OnlyFans.
She does. Yeah, she has OnlyFans.
Send her some dick pics. Sure love. Sherman Elliott and my man. Just Rick. Appreciate
my man said, hey, just Rick.
Your friend signed up to your guys' Patreon or something?
No, donated. That's for our Cash App. Because we gotta pay our Mexicans here that are working.
Yeah, we gotta make sure we follow the law.
Can I say something, though?
That's fun.
I didn't know it.
Labor laws.
Before you, there was a Juan here.
Juan gone.
Juan gone.
Oh, shit.
One of the things that I've noticed a lot is that Danielle, well, she got two first names. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to assume her ethnicity.
Yeah.
Is she black?
Yes.
Yeah. That's her middle, Denise is her middle name. Danielle's her first name.
Okay. So that's her alias.
Yeah. Mm.
So black people support black people really well. Like, when they fuck with somebody, they put their money where their fucking mouth is.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
That is something that a lot of people don't do.
Especially over the pandemic. It was a big boost over the pandemic with small black businesses and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's what I noticed a lot, right? Because I'm not talking about fans, mm-hmm. I'm talking about personal friends. Like, mm-hmm. they go, oh, you got something? I'm going to make sure everybody knows who you fucking
are.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I don't think I see that a lot in the Asian community. I don't know what that's about.
Let me flip that, because me and Rome always say, Asians support
each
other.
That's what I be feeling
when I look at from the outside looking in, when I look at, I'm just talking about, all right, at least entertainment.
Yeah.
All y'all know each other. And when I see y'all interact, it looks like it's all love. And like y'all all come together to do mm-hmm. projects. I'm like, they be supporting.
Ever since, what's that channel back in the day?
Oh, did we do a video with them?
Yeah, we did.
What was that?
I forgot that
channel.
I did some videos with them too.
They
blew up early on.
I can't even remember.
Like a big company.
I can't even remember.
Called Asian people.
88 Rising?
No, that's new shit. Nah. It's like
it was something older. But yeah, go ahead though.
Yeah, but like I think like when we see each other, we're very friendly or whatever. But in terms of like reposting people's stuff, like showing people, like talking about them on other platforms mm-hmm. and stuff, I don't see it as much, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's because we're shy or some shit, but like I've noticed that a lot more recently. So I started bringing on guests who I like, who are Asian American that people don't know.
Gotcha.
'Cause I watch the shit all the time.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't shout them out. I'm like, how come I don't do this? I'm like, I always tell them.
I gotta do better.
Like, I tell them face to face, like, yo, I hope you make it big. And if I can help you, let me know. And then I go home and I don't do shit. I'm like, what kind of fucking trash behavior is this stuff? You know?
Maybe all you have anxiety. Maybe I'm talking like, this is why we don't come together.
it's
if we cure this, we'll take over.
But that's dope. It's kind of cool to see like somebody you personally know doing that shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's really dope.
I think it's about what you put out, because all my personal friends, like I supported her. Her OnlyFans, I tweeted the link out and everything.
I was like, I've been watching the jacket off.
I didn't subscribe, but I supported it, you know, so.
Well, let me ask you this, coming off of that topic, because of Asian community. So there was a big thing in the black community where we didn't talk about this a couple weeks ago, but a bunch of black women wore their bonnets to an airport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This was a big thing because people were, you know, there's a stereotype that it doesn't look good, it's trashy, it might be, you know, you're supposed to wear that at home, it's pajamas, basically, for your head. And people were going back and forth about it. But what is it in Asian or Korean culture that would be the Korean bonnet? What is the equivalent to
that?
Do you guys have something
bonnet.
That, like, hey, it's not good to wear that out. Or this doesn't look good in public, only amongst us type of thing. Is there anything like that for y'all?
I mean, I don't think Asian people have, because it's a very like demure culture, right? Like mm-hmm. you kind of keep to yourselves, you kind of like hustle on the low, mm-hmm. and then you do, like, we're not very expressive in that type of way. Well, I feel for like most Korean people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you always want to be presentable based on like societal standards. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, like when I went to South Korea, I was at the airport. I was in flip-flops, shorts, and a shirt. Mm-hmm. People thought I was homeless. Like, they were literally looking at me like, who the fuck is this guy? And why would you walk out in public like that? You need to learn how to be presentable.
Gotcha.
Because, like, even when they go on a fucking 12-hour flight, yeah. They look nice. Like, they're not comfortable. They're suited, not in flip-flops. Yeah. They're not in any of that shit.
You know, now I think about it, I don't think I've seen too many comfortable.
Say you had on shoes like you have now, would it be acceptable or no?
It would be more acceptable than what I was wearing. Like, okay. Because I dress like shit. Like, after I got a fiance, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Who you trying for? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. Yeah. Whatever. Fucking put the stick in me. I'm fucking done. Put the stick in me. Like, I'm fucking good. So, like, I don't think there's anything equivalent to that, right? It's just like, I feel like Asian people don't want to cause, like, too much trouble, which is why we talk about the whole Asian attack thing.
Yeah.
They don't report stuff to the police because they don't want to cause any trouble. They don't want to be a nuisance. So I don't think there is that equivalent.
But is there a section? So there's no section of, let's say, Koreans that are maybe not even from America necessarily, but in Korea that it's like their version of ghetto. Like, they're kind of ghetto. Those Koreans are.
I mean, there's definitely a lot of Asian ghetto, right? Like, you see a bunch of articles like this. So during this time, and people can correct me if I'm wrong out there. I don't want to miseducate people. Mm-hmm. But there were, and this is a personal information that I got from people from mainland China, right? So there are these people who were allotting a lot. They have a lot of land, like villages that have a lot of land. And the government would buy their land. And all of a sudden, these people who lived in villages were millionaires overnight because they would sell this land. Mm-hmm. And they would all come up, and they're sending their kids or whatever to the States or other parts. And there were video articles of people just shitting in the middle of the floor because that's how they did in the village. Right.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
People were shitting in malls
in
and
the
stuff.
Middle
exactly.
of the floor.
Yeah. There was a video that had me dying. Yo, this lady had her kid shit in the plane. She's laid out a newspaper on the seat and said, here you go.
Yo, that's wild.
Come on, man.
You know, so, you know, in everybody else's perspective, they're like looking at these people like, these guys are fucking animals. So it's not even that. It's just, this is how they lived. Yeah. They literally became rich overnight. Their standard of what they were doing before is just different.
Just.
And so people have to explain to them. Like, and it's not like, here's the funny shit too, right? When people look at that, it's not like the other people on the plane were like, of course. No, they were like, yo, the fuck are you doing? You know? So everybody in the airplane's like, the fuck are you doing? But, you know, people have this odd perception when they see that, they go, oh, all these Asian people. It's like, no, it's just them.
Yeah.
You know?
And I've seen that whole bonnet thing, but I'm like, you in the airport. I wear my do-rag in the airport. That's my bonnet. That's my male bonnet. My do on.
Okay.
But
do you think that's presentable? Like, do you think for yourself? But do you think like our culture accepts it?
I think it's a generation thing because my parents wouldn't accept.
Yeah, maybe
they're gonna
that
look
parents,
at it like,
yeah.
nah, they never like me wear do rag out the house or anything. But our generation, we grew up.
Yeah,
with
you get comments on your do rag. Yeah. Oh, that's a nice silky do rag you got on. I appreciate it.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So if I see a group of black women in the airport where their bonnets, I'm like, it's the air. Like a lot of times. I'm either traveling early morning anyway, so I'm like, people be in pajamas, they be in flip-flops. I don't give a fuck.
You know, but people don't know about black people hair, though.
That's true.
They
and
don't
that's also
shit
true.
About it.
The work that goes into that.
Yeah, like, that's
the conversations you could have with somebody and them even, like, even something small like this. Can I touch your hair?
Yeah.
Like, bro, can
no.
I touch your fucking hair? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you saying
can
right
I
now?
Can I kick you in the dick?
Well, and the weird thing is like, my fiance, she never grew up with black people at all. So it's
where she
exact,
grew up?
She grew up in Diamond Bar, all Chinese, all Korean,
all
white. That's
gotcha.
It,
wow.
Right? So when she met my friend, she looked at him and she said, oh, can I touch your hair? And I looked at her like, the fuck? And I was like, you ain't fucking, no, you can't touch his hair.
Yeah,
she was like, why? I was like, can he run his fingers through your hair? She goes, oh.
You're right, you're right.
I was like, exact.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
just this idea, like people don't understand. Here's what I love too. This is the funniest shit. Have you guys watched How to Get Away with Murder? With
Viola Davis? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, not me. I like not fully, but I've watched some episodes.
So one of the things that I really liked about the show, which I didn't know was a big deal, like in articles, because I just started watching the show, was when Viola Davis, after she was done being a lawyer and she was at home, she took her wig off. She didn't have a wig on. And that's how it normally is. Mm-hmm. They don't like black women don't have their hair like that 24/7.
Yeah, yeah.
And other people who don't know that these are hair pieces, they think that, oh, their hair's, oh my, how did you get your hair like that? It's a fucking wig, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah. But that was the cool thing about that show. They like Viola Davis, whether it was her input or not, she got the show like, yo, this is me without makeup when I'm at home. this is what my hair is.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't it a Shonda Rhimes show? Right?
I think so. Yeah.
That's a black woman. I don't know if it is. Viola Davis is the star. Yeah.
But I'm saying the creator of it.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, and watching it with some other people, they're like, oh, that, like, her hair is back to, like, how come her hair is, like, it's like, because that was a wig.
right.
You know? And then every episode, like, she would have a different hair because it was a different wig.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the very last episode, when she was going up to court and she was going to present who she was because she got into some shit, she had her wigs lined up. She goes, am I going to wear my wig or are people going to see who I really am? Mm. And she had just her natural hair. Mm-hmm. People don't know that shit. They're just like, oh, they just have a different hairstyle. It takes time to do that hair. It's like, nah, they bought it. It's a wig. This is what it is, you know?
Yeah, so it's like the bonnet protects. You got to protect the hair. You got to protect your wig, man. You know, you got to keep shit tight. So, but it's just interesting.
There's a bunch of Chinese moving to Africa. And in like 20
what?
Years. Yeah, there's a bunch.
Why?
Because they want to take over Africa, pretty much.
They
launch in like Chinese and like Nigerian satellites. Why Chinese Nigerians?
Fucking the two loudest talking cultures in one area, bro. Are you fucking kidding me?
Did you see there was a fight online? Because a lot of the Chinese, they're putting money into Africa, a lot of African countries, and they're building up their infrastructure. But a lot of them are sending their like, you know, they're contractors to work with African workers, right? And they're not getting along. It's like there's a big thing brewing on social media. And a video dropped. Look this up, Mike. I don't know if you could pull it up, but there's a video of this African dude and this Chinese man yelling at them, and they start busting out. You saw that?
Bro, I didn't see that, but I gotta watch that.
That sounds funny.
This African man drop kicked him. And the Chinese man was yelling, he was saying, I'll fucking kill you. And then the Chinese man ran and grabbed a pole and was chasing the African guy around. It was a lot.
I gotta move to Africa, bro. This is too much material. This is amazing.
You can write a whole script over it.
And both of them were trying to curse at each other in English.
Exactly.
Like, it's the worst thing ever, dude. If you see like an Asian person who doesn't speak English try to curse, it's the funniest thing ever. It's crazy because they still don't understand what words mean. So when they just say a bunch of random curse words. Like, so when I was in Sacramento, there was this time. Oh, man. Oh, is that the video?
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
Oh!
He kicked.
Oh!
Look at him.
He's
going
to get
around him.
He's
leave him. He's on record.
Bro, he tried to spear him.
Yeah, he tried to spear him.
Leave him.
Hold on. Hey, not to be hella racial, but this is the funniest fucking video I've ever seen.
I was laughing at this for an hour yesterday.
That's all I've seen. I've never seen like the full thing.
This is so funny.
It's so funny.
You know why it's fucking funny? It's because the African dude kung fu kicked him, but the Asian dude African speared him. Bro, just the most funniest racial coincidence I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
That's real. That's funny.
Oh my God, like, man.
I'm going to show you. Yes. I'll show you how to do this kung fu shit.
Because at the end of the day, we all watch kung fu movies.
He said, I'm going to show you what I learned since I moved here. He said, I'm going to show you what I learned since you moved here.
He jumped and said, kung pa.
That's a beautiful moment.
Yeah,
what is an African trying to speak Chinese?
That sounds crazy.
That's going to happen.
That
you're
going to
hear a mix of both when they start having kids with each other.
But let me tell you, they are going to have some of the baddest bitches coming out of Africa. 2050?
Oh, yeah, 2050 is going to be crazy.
Half Asian, half black girls just everywhere.
It's funny. Every country has like their different Asian. Like, I'm Bahamian, so I was just in Bahamas. And I didn't even know this. My cousin took me to this park, and there was all these Filipinos playing basketball. And I'm talking about balling. I'm like,
but you know,
I'm just looking at it. I'm not like they can't play basketball, but I'm like, there's a huge population here. I like, but I never seen them when I go to the island.
But Filipino people are like our black Asians.
Yes, in terms
of like everything that they like.
They the hood rats. I've hung out with some Filipinos.
They were playing on that court. They were doing that, then some were just doing like some stretching. I don't know what they were doing, but I'm just I didn't know that. He said all of them come there to take the nursing positions because everyone in Bahamas try to go to
of
the U.S.
Of course, they're going
to
be so nurses.
For, he said people. For them, he have a friend. He said, we come because this is a better life for us. Mm. Wow.
Could you guys move to another country and just start a new life?
Depends where.
I think so. Yeah.
India.
I think only India? Because my parents are in the military, so I feel like I could do that because I've been doing
it. Oh, you mean like really can we do it or are we willing to do it?
Or can you do it?
No, I think I could do it.
It depends what country. I would love to live out of the country for a little bit.
Baghdad, like, let's go.
Not Slow down, David.
I want to go to Israel right now.
Right now, during this hard time.
I can't wait to go to Tel Aviv, but I can.
Yeah.
Just been demonetized.
But I do want to live like in Bahamas 2 months or 3 months out of the year when I can. Mm. You know, when I had to have a house out there.
I think island life is a little easier to do.
I can't picture my, like, I look at my parents who just moved, they moved to this country, they didn't know the language, and they somehow figured this shit out.
Yeah.
I know the language, and I still haven't figured shit out
yet. Yeah.
It blows my mind how the fuck they did
this. Yeah, man, real talk.
Because
my mom's,
tough.
Mom's, you know, half, I'm half Ethiopian, so my mom came here.
Snobby,
she
I
can like,
tell, dude, that's why. Snobby has Ethiopian, but I'm like, y'all think it's so much better.
Hey, we come here with gold and foreheads.
Nobody has gold and foreheads. You don't say shit.
Did they have, how many siblings do you have?
I have one brother.
Did they have him before they moved, or is all?
We're all immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like this for that better life, you're going to figure it out. Like, if this is better, I'm going
to
figure
but
it out.
But what David's saying, he not going nowhere else to figure shit out.
Absolutely.
Your kids going to have to suffer. Y'all going to suffer. We ain't moving.
Bro, I got anxiety. I ain't going nowhere.
Where I can't speak the language? Oh, yeah. No, that's going to be tough
for you.
I
know myself.
So do you like to travel? Hilarious. Do you like to travel? Or
see, I love traveling, though. Like, it's weird because I deal with anxiety, but I also sometimes need to be in a place where I'm not comfortable because it gives me good perspective.
Gotcha.
Right? So, like, I figured out early, like, traveling wasn't an option for me. Like, you broke. Like, who the fuck travels?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, you go to, like, I don't know, like in California, you go to Yosemite or the desert or some shit. You know? But going outside and traveling was something that was the best thing that ever happened to me because it showed, like, number one, like, life isn't that bad. You know, you know, as a church kid, too, like, you go to these Mexico mission trips and you see these kids and how they live, and then you kind of have this perspective on your life. Mm-hmm. When I was a youth pastor, right, I remember we took...
That's still funny. It's always funny every time you say it.
The matter-of-factness of him saying it, you know, is just so funny.
When I was a fucking youth pastor... We took these kids, and I was a youth pastor in the area, and these kids were pretty well off, right? Mm-hmm. And you could tell that they're well off because there's like certain stages when you go on missionary trips, right? When you go on these mission trips, Japan is the last place that you go, right? Mm-hmm. But like there's like baby steps. It'll be to like Arizona where there's these Native American areas that you're going to help fix up and donate your time to. Then you go to Mexico, Tijuana. So I took these kids to Arizona, and these bitches were fucking soft as fuck, man. They just crying like, oh my God, I can't believe people live like this. This is Arizona, bitch. What the fuck are you talking about, man? Yeah. Oh, I hated these kids, man. Oh my God, they were. I was going to leave my faith because of these kids. Like, these kids would complain, but they didn't have perspective outside of where they lived. They needed that shit. Like, doing stuff for other people without expecting something in return was a foreign thought to them. They just didn't understand because everything was given to them. And I was trying to tell these kids, like, bro, this is nothing. We're just rebuilding a home for these people.
Yeah.
That's it. If I took you to Tijuana in Mexico, dude, there was a moment I remember I cried because this kid, I was scared because there's a bunch of stray dogs everywhere. And I'm like, rabies, You know, and I'm like, fucking trying to dodge these dogs. And this kid literally grabbed my hand. He goes, what are you scared of when God is there to protect you? And I went, ball.
Damn.
I was like, that'd
get you.
Not shit.
Yeah.
You know, these kids, it's not all kids, but like when you're very rich and affluent and you have nothing to worry about except for, I don't know what the fuck you're going to eat tomorrow because you don't know what your parents are going to buy you.
Yeah.
It's a different world out there.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Or if you got shit on the floor of a plane.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. If you made a scripted show about you being a youth pastor,
that'd be pretty funny.
Because it's such a juxtaposition. So you, a youth pastor, and you that I know and love, that just don't mesh.
It'll
be hilarious.
I'm currently writing. So not only was I a youth pastor, the Korean American church experience is the weirdest fucking thing ever. Like, it's fucking full blown retarded.
Gotcha.
Like, that's what it is. And gotcha. I talk about all these stories on my podcast, and I don't realize how ridiculous they are until I start telling them because I'm in it. Like, there's like everybody has church scandals, right? Because and the funny thing is about like Christianity, no matter what culture or race you in, we have similar church scandals.
Yeah.
Like, there's always the fucking random pianist girl that's running away with the pastor. I don't know why the fuck that always happens in every fucking church, right? There's like, I'll tell you guys.
Except for Catholic church, is a boy pianist.
Yeah. Well,
or a boy pianist.
Just a fucking priest praying over the fucking boy only touching his shoulders. It's like everybody else needs to be blessed.
What denomination was your church?
So I grew up in a Presbyterian church, and then we went non-denomination after my dad opened up his own church.
Got you.
Yeah, because I guess my dad didn't like the hierarchy. Because there's like weird hierarchies in churches, right? Like when you're in, whether you're Baptist or Presbyterian, like in ours, we have elders. They decide it's literally politics inside a church about who gets to say what, how much people get paid,
which
what.
Is crazy,
and it's nuts, right? And so, like, let me tell you this. So, we used to have these retreats, of course, right? We go on these retreats and then we start praying together. We do all this other shit. Well, guess what? People who go to retreats are also scumbags. So people be fucking.
So people be fucking.
You know, they be fucking in the name of the Lord. You know, man. And there's these guys, we call them church opas. Opas means like, it's what a younger girl calls an older guy.
Opa. Okay.
So these church opas. So what they do, they prey on these young women. Where they pray for them, they go, oh, I can see that you're hurting, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'll be your shoulder to cry on because I'm trying to fuck, you know, but they're not. But,
my shoulder got a dick on it. So
just open your mouth and pray. So they would, and I used to hate these scumbags, but they would be at these church retreats all the fucking time. Well, there was this one dude I specifically remember because I hate his fucking guts. Still hate him. I'll slap you.
This dude, I'll slap you.
This motherfucker, dude. So, there was another girl that was there, and she was, you know, he was being the church opa, praying for her, whatever, putting her hands on her shoulders and her titties, whatever. And he fucks her at the retreat. Well, guess what? The leaders found out, and word was going around the church. And so my dad had to step in because he was one of the elders, and he took his parents aside. He goes, hey, something is happening right now with the church, and your son basically had sex with this girl at the retreat, and she's underage, and he's like 19, 20. She was 16.
That's some scumbag.
Some scumbag shit, right?
Yeah.
And so their parents, of course, in their response was like, fuck you to my dad. He was like, my son would never do that. And it was like this whole thing at the church. So my dad got sick of it. He goes, you know what? I'm done with this church. Like, I took you aside to help you out so you could talk to your kid before it gets to the other elders.
Yeah.
He starts going on this tirade saying, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, this is not my son. They eventually leave the church because it was true. He fucked this 16-year-old girl. Damn. There's some crazy shit that happens.
Wow, man.
Like, that's crazy.
I just got one question. While he was hitting it from the back, he's saying, call me Opa. call me Opa.
But he wasn't an elder, though. So
He was just one of the church leaders, like the church Opa. There's all these weird demon possession stories at the church that we had.
Did y'all speak crazy. In tongues?
Bro,
in tongues
let me tell you something.
What is Korean tongues? Hey,
yo, my fucking fiance is the funniest person ever, bro. I call her my sitcom wife. So her mom is hyper religious, right? Like, she believes in the Lord to the max. Every time she sees me, she goes, in the blood of Jesus, in a Korean accent.
So she ain't gonna like the dances I'm doing at the reception.
Absolutely not. She's not invited, man. In the blood of Jesus. Every time she sees me, she says the same thing. She goes, you have a lot of anger. In the blood of Jesus. And she puts her hand on my fucking head and prays for me, right? Because she thinks I'm a sinner. It's very true. So,
she don't know your youth pastor.
She doesn't know that. Yeah. So her fucking, my fiance is so fucking funny and her mom is so convicted by the Holy Spirit. One day she looked at her daughter, my fiance, and says, you could speak in tongue. I know you can. And then she's like, nah. I can't. Yeah. And then her mom, she goes, I know, like, God has anointed you. He has blessed you. You can speak in tongue. And then her mom, in the most, this is what I'm saying, like, Korean, like, culture and shit makes it. She goes, if you speak in tongue, I'll give you $100. Bro.
As if
that's how God anoints you, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, my fiance
his blessing.
Looks at her mom and goes, I stop a knock, how about I say that? Like, stop.
Now here's your $100.
I sell a boss. She starts like she starts faking the funk with her eye open and shit just happened. And then she gives her $100. So anytime she wanted money, she would just pretend like she's praying in tongues.
That is so funny.
Every time you tell your stories, I know your background, like how you say your parents what they used to have to work like. You gotta have a show.
Yeah.
Because first, there's gonna be a lot of people that can relate to your story, but it's gonna be a lot of people that don't know the Korean culture like that and be exposed to
that
all this.
That shit's hilarious,
it's the
though.
Funniest
that
shit. Funny shit. Fuck,
it's weird, man.
His whole life is funny.
There was only two options, either comic or serial killer. I didn't have much choice.
He had much wiggle room.
It was like, even like that whole experience, right? Because I feel like the biggest difference and the reason why my life was so fun was because my father was a pastor and how he viewed people. There's a lot of like Asian Americans at that time back in the day that didn't get along with black, like the black community. Mm-hmm. But because my father was a pastor, he just saw people for people. Mm-hmm. So it allowed us to be a part of this community that was really fun. Mm-hmm. So like I got to experience like the best sides of both cultures, mm-hmm. right? Like, so that's my perspective is so different. Mm-hmm. Like I got to kind of enjoy everything. Like even like something stupid, like I would tell these stories and you don't realize how involved you are into a culture until you start telling these personal stories. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, oh yeah, you know, every Friday and Saturday, motherfuckers would bend the cardboard box and start shooting dice on it.
They're like, David, what?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, yo, give me some of that Tang real quick. I'm like, oh, fucking. So what do you call it, a Capri Sun or a Capri Sun?
Capri Sun.
You know, police or police? It's police. You know, and you don't know these things until like people start pointing it out.
Yeah.
You know, and
like, why you say that?
It's like that's how it's supposed to be said. Right. Fucking white motherfucker is what it is, man.
And that's what makes a great show.
Yeah.
It would be the best, man. Like I really do want to create a show where, I mean, I just want it to be black and Asian people.
That'd be great.
It's such a funny, weird concept because of how similar the cultures are, but a lot of the we can't see it.
Yeah.
Like we could just relate alone on how much our parents would beat our ass for no fucking reason. Like the fucking layaway ass whoopings. It's like the dumbest thing that would happen.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, they would sock you in the face. It's like, yo, what's that for? I know you're gonna do some shit.
You remember the last whooping? Because I always remember my last whooping when I looked at my mom and said, "It's done." It don't hurt. I looked back at it. She was beating me, and I just looked at her. It's over.
For
the
you.
Day has come. It don't hurt. No.
Did you smile when you said that? Because that would have
been. I was getting beat in my room, and it was with her hand too. She didn't have time to get in there. She was with her hand. I just looked and said, "It's done." Never got a beat after that.
How old were you?
That is fantastic.
How old
he was
I?
17.
I think maybe 10, 11.
Damn, my last ass would have been 23, bro. Yeah. I'm not even lying. 23 was my last one. It took me a while.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Because they mentally fucked me for so long. Because my dad's like 5'4". And he just, you know, he would raise that fucking little 3-inch hand of his. And I'm like, But like my mom, because my mom was like the great equalizer in ass whoopings, because she would never hit me with her hand. She would find the object that would cause the most pain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It didn't matter. This metal shoehorn, we still have it at the house. Mm-hmm. That shit is the shape. It's the shape of my head. Like it's like dented all over it. She would beat the living fucking shit out of me. And we talk about it till this day because I talk to my mom a lot. I'm like, hey, why would you hit me so hard? Like, you know you could have.
You didn't need to do that. Like
one was fine. The fucking 36 combo was the weird part.
Yeah,
the
Street Fighter combo.
Yeah. So, no, I'll tell you this fucking funny story, man. Like, this used to be a part of, like, this old stand-up bit. But she, my brother at the time was my hero, right? Because he did this one moment where, and it only lasted for, like, 10 seconds. But my brother was in such defiance of my parents, and he was like a little asshole. But I was like maybe 8 or 9, and he was like 14 years old. Mm-hmm. He's sitting there, and there's this thing in Korean where they tell you "burokkoro," which means you get on your fucking knees. Mm. So when you ask for forgiveness, you're supposed to do it in the most humble way possible. You get on your knees. That's how it is in the Korean culture. Mm. Or maybe in my household. I can't speak for all Korean.
Yeah.
So he's on his knees, and he's like this, like military style. And then my mom says, "Sagohae," means apologize. He goes, "No." She goes, "Apologize." "No." She goes, "You're not going to apologize? walks away. I'm over here in the corner, just like, watching everything. Oh, yeah. Like, oh shit, you know, she's about to go down. You know, and I'm watching this. I'm like, yeah, you stand up to that bitch. Fuck you. You know, shit. I'm here just fucking. I got a bag of popcorn.
Oh yeah. You do that shit for us.
Yeah, it's for us. It's,
he's your Captain America.
Yeah, and he's sitting there just gangster as fuck, right? And he's like, no, I'm not going to apologize. My mom goes back. She has like this. It's this broom that lost the head, so it's just a fucking stick.
This is
and she's like ready. She's G. She's like, Takua, apologize. She goes, no. Bwah! Right in his thighs, right across from it. This fool doesn't budge like a fucking G. He goes, no. She goes, yeah, let me tell you something after that. I've never seen it. You ever seen a stick move so fast and it's just one blur?
Where it's just like a
flash. It's just this one flash. It just looks like
an anime cartoon.
That's exactly. It was like that. It was 3 seconds, but it was 86 hits to the leg. And then my brother goes, no.
Oh, I'm shit. Like,
do that shit.
Yeah.
No but tears, no nothing.
Let me tell you what happened after, though. He looks at, she goes, fine, just go to your room. She gave up. This fool stood up, his legs gave out. He started crawling to the room with his forearms because he couldn't use his legs. He was like, ah! I'm like, oh, dog, you have my respect for 10 seconds.
Oh, no,
he still deserved it. He did it.
He did it.
Because I know it goes quiet as soon as you hear that first hit and then he don't move. No.
Yeah. I've never done that shit, dude.
Like, that's how it was. When I told her it's over, she just walked out. I was like, yeah, man.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah. My parents just loved whooping us, dude. I think it was their hobby. Like, did you guys ever have a good cop, bad cop?
My dad was more like, of course, that's who got the fear. When she said, I'm going to tell your dad, like, oh my goodness, come on, man, I'm sorry. But he was like the more lenient one. My mom was more the like worry warrior, the more strict one. So I would say he was the good cop. Yeah. He was allowed me to do more things.
My parents were like fucking WWE tag team. These motherfuckers got it.
Off the top rope.
They were getting tired and shit because he was sweating from beating my ass so much.
That's hilarious.
And then they would pass. Because I remember I would specifically pray that I would get the belt versus the stick or anything else, because the belt was fine.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was cool with the
I could
belt.
Do the belt.
Yeah, the belt was whatever, dude. I just had to pretend. I would arch my back real quick. Just to show if it hurts.
That's how y'all become so good at stunts, goddamn.
I think, even though mentally it was terrible, like, I'd rather have the later beating because I can prepare, put on more layers than a beating right on the spot.
Gotcha. So you'd rather be told in advance.
Yeah. Even though mentally you just worry, because she's like, when your dad get home, now you know what time he get home. You hear his key come in the door. You scared.
You in the room.
At least I got layers on. When it's just on the spot, it's what you got on. I didn't wear no shirts. I was in Miami. I never had a shirt on. Mm. I was just always in boxers. Terrible.
I remember my granddad, me and my two cousins kept taking the like cardboard box and sliding down the steps at my grandma's house.
The ultimate tool for kids.
And my grandma came around the corner and she was like, you better stop before your granddad see you. I'm like, grandma, shut this shit up, man. Come on, man. We about to keep sliding. So we slid down this one time, and when we hit the bottom, my granddad was already right foot around the corner because I didn't know she went and told him. So he was right foot around the corner. So as soon as we hit the bottom, we seen him. It's my two cousins and then me. They were closer to him. So as soon as I seen him, as soon as the cardboard hit the rug, my right foot hit the carpet and boom, around the corner. And he grabbed them and I...
Y'all know what's happening. I don't know if y'all watch Strike. You know what triple jump is?
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen triple jump? Can you pull up triple jump right quick? I want to give him a reference, but this is how Chaz got good at triple jump. So my grandma, this is in Georgia, she would make us go get a twitch off the tree. So that's some mental shit, too. So you're going to get the weapon that you're about to be beat with.
Why is it called a twitch?
Switch. Sometimes she would say twitch or switch. She would say both. So.
But why is
twitch
it
is a
like...
gaming system.
Yeah. So when I first saw it, when Twitch first came out, I thought about beating it. I ain't never been on Twitch. So I would go get the Switch, and I would try to get the smallest one or I would smooth it out. So it wouldn't... I'm going to show what triple jump is right quick.
It look like Mike.
Mike Mendez on the Mike run. Mendez,
so you gotta do different skips before you jump.
Yeah. Okay.
So
my knees.
She would know. She would hate us running in her house and everything. So she would have a switch and be hitting us on our ankles when me and our cousin run by. And that's how Chaz got
hit. That's hilarious.
He started doing triple jumps and it worked. I'm like, that's from all them beating. Sometimes it works. Yeah.
Boom. Watch out, grandma.
As soon as you get hit, you start skipping.
Yeah. You run out. Bah. Like, oh my God, that boy got a gift. But those whoopings really do teach you some shit.
They do.
When I was in junior high, I remember there was this dude. So I told the story a million times. I'm going to shorten it up. I stabbed a kid when I was in third grade. Mm. And so.
Nice.
Stab a kid.
Yeah, so I stabbed him in the face.
Fuck that kid.
Oh, damn.
With like a pencil.
Gotcha.
But when we met each other in junior high, because I got expelled from that elementary school, which I didn't know you
makes
could
sense.
Get expelled from elementary
right.
school.
Right.
Yeah. They're like, yo, get the fuck out of here.
Fucking
you're
pencil.
In the prison system. And so they sent me to another elementary school because shit wasn't working out. And I went to, when we met up in junior high, this kid still remembered me, of course, because I stabbed him in the fucking face.
Yeah.
Well, this guy decided one day that he was going to jump me, right, with his homies. Mm. Now, I have been consistently getting my ass beat since I was, like, a fetus. So I've just been getting whoopings by adults.
Yeah.
And he tried to jump me at the bus stop. I remember he socked me in my face, and it felt like a baby dab. And I'm like, bro, I just got hit with a bat yesterday. That does nothing. Like, literally, I remember the look in his face when he socked me, and I just went, he was like, oh shit, this motherfucker hasn't changed.
Look, you know where you got that from, right? Your brother.
Yeah. Exactly.
But that was your moment.
David hit him with that bane. He said, you was adapted by the dark. I was born in it.
I was molded by it.
This dude ran into the bus, went all the way to the back, and started talking shit through like five people.
That's funny.
Because he didn't want to get his ass beat. He's like, yo, this motherfucker has seen shit.
That's on some Vegeta type shit. Right there. You know what I'm saying? As soon as he hits and find out nothing happened, David Soul.
It's like, dog, I stabbed you when I was 8. What the fuck you think I'm gonna do when I'm fucking 12, bro?
He has a pencil. Look at him.
I got a fucking mechanical pencil
this
now.
This guy he was white, wasn't he?
No, he was a black boy.
Really?
Okay. Because our school was all black and Asian. That's it.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm about to say, only a white man can drive you to stab him in the face.
This shit was a fucking accident. I didn't mean to stab him. Yeah. It was like one of those things where they were throwing spitballs in class, right? And I wasn't that much of a troublemaker, but while the teacher's back was turned, somebody threw a fat spitball at his temples. Mm. But of course, I'm over here cracking up. So he looks at me, he's like, oh, this motherfucker did it. But I'm just laughing my ass off because it's funny. Mm. And he shoves me out of my fucking seat. Mm. And I'm, you know, doing my homework and my math and shit. So I already had a pencil in my hand. And when you're a kid, you don't really throw fists. You throw hammer fists only. Mm. So I was throwing hammer fists at this motherfucker. And then a pencil stuck in his face. Mm. And I remember it pulled out. There was blood everywhere. The teacher starts screaming, and like, it's mayhem. I just remember people were screaming and crying because there's blood coming out this kid's face. I'm holding the murder weapon. I'm fucking.
So this not a mechanical pencil.
No, this is like the number two, yellow, the Ticonderoga.
Oh yeah.
You know,
shit.
Stabbed him in the face. I had the murder weapon. I passed it off to a little white girl. I'm like, take this. Yo, hold this for me real quick.
Yeah, hold it.
Yeah, she's like, what's this? Don't worry, we're best friends. But after I did that, I remember like the vice principal comes in and he's like asking me, what the hell's happening? He goes, what did you do? And I was like, I just pinched him. I swear to God. Even though there's a hole in a pencil in his face, you know?
That's funny.
That's fucking funny.
Before I want to talk about this lottery situation, David, you've hung around black people, so you should know how we do when we get money. So
squander it. Let's go.
Oh yeah, let's go ahead and get rid of this money because we don't need it.
But this one was terrible. As soon as I read, I got.
So basically, all right, Michigan man wins $30,000 in lottery, buys $20,000 gold chain, gets robbed. So so basically. According to this Detroit.com website, the man said he won $30,000 playing the lottery, bought a $20,000 gold chain, then had his jewelry stolen at a gas station on Detroit's west side.
And he didn't have insurance on it, I bet.
Yeah. You know he ain't got no insurance on that damn chain.
No, I just bought this baby cash.
And the thing about the dude that robbed him, they had footage of him robbing somebody else. Like, they go to this gas station to rob people. They scope people out and they rob them. So he was just at the counter, and they snatched the chain. Yeah. No. He went outside, He went outside. When he got close to his car, they ran up and he tried to run back inside. Yeah. And they beating him up right in the doorway and then took his chain.
Took the chain. 20,000 gone. Out your 30,000 lottery.
That's crazy. Like,
it's gosh, like,
man.
It's like the circle of life. you get some money, you buy it. It gets taken from you.
What the fuck was he think was gonna happen? He lives there. Lives in Detroit.
You know this atmosphere. Like you've been here before.
And see, you know that feeling of when you just know you made a mistake. I remember this is a long time ago. This is, I guess we just got here or something. But Rome, and I think it was just me, you, and somebody else. We went to go get cash. We got a check. We got some cash. We all split it up. We all probably got a couple $100 a piece for this, right?
Split a stack.
We all have it in these envelopes. Rome says he needs to stop at the grocery store real quick. We go through the grocery store.
Yep.
We come out, and he says, have any of y'all seen?
Immediately panic. Because, you know, we fresh in L.A. I got about $250 in my pocket. I'm like,
this yeah. man, the whole thing, I'm like, Rome, tell me you didn't just lose the goddamn money. And what? He's looking around. He's like, hold on. He goes back into the grocery store, starts going up and down the aisles. I'm like, man, that shit is gone, bro.
Got back to the apartment.
This man sat out on the balcony for 20 minutes.
I was on the balcony. David, I'm on the balcony.
He's sitting in the chair, and I remember it being like a picture because the sun was setting, and I just see Rome sitting in the sand, man.
I'm on the balcony. The thoughts going through my mind. I'm on the balcony, like, I want to fucking go home, dog. I don't want to be here no more.
He was about to give up on cash. I was like, $300.
Hey, we gotta write a show together.
That'd be hilarious.
I was so upset, dog. I'm like, why this is so fucking stupid? Why? I mean, losing shit. Why people want to steal money from other people, man? Come on, man.
I just remember him just gazing.
I went back in the room. I cried and shit. I mean, I'm mad.
But we ended up giving you money out of our
money.
Yeah.
I was so fucking mad.
Giving you shit.
Balcony
depression is the word, bro. That's when you're thinking, like, should I jump off too? Or like, what the fuck am I gonna do right now?
That feeling is trash.
I had my in pandemic, you know, I got into biking.
Okay, right? Yeah.
Because I fucked up my knee.
I think I saw that on your
Because I couldn't kickbox because my knee got all fucked up. Shit. Like, I tore my meniscus. So
during kickboxing?
Jiu-jitsu.
I know what that feels. I've torn my meniscus too.
Bro, this shit hurts so bad. I have to get surgery, but I ain't trying to do that.
I've had the surgery. Do the physical therapy. Yeah. Finish it or you'll have problems.
So I just recently got like 80% of the motion back because I started doing physical therapy. Because, you know, before you just ignore that shit as a kid. You're like, that shit's some pussies, bro.
Yeah.
But it actually, you should stretch. But I got my fucking bike jacked. Like in the first month that I had it.
Damn.
I'm still looking for that bike till the day. It's been a year and a half.
Was that an expensive bike too?
It was. I mean, I got it for a bike. It's not that expensive, but it was like I got it for like $1,000, right? But $1,000 is a lot of money. I don't give a fuck.
It's a lot of money. But for a bike, you know,
that shit was brewing inside me forever, and I'm still pissed about it. I go on Facebook Marketplace till this day to find the motherfucker that stole it, because I'm gonna catch that dude.
Yeah,
because it's a very specific bike. Because it's an older bike.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
bright blue as fuck.
Yeah,
I'm gonna find that motherfucker.
It's a wrap for him,
and I'm gonna break his legs, bro.
Bro,
here's the funny thing. I've never had my bike stolen as a kid, but I had it stolen as an adult.
Exactly,
and it wasn't by me. When I let him ride it, he got it stolen. My bike stolen.
Yep.
At 7-Eleven.
I got two bikes stolen. My bike, and then I asked to borrow his. It got stolen.
Dude, wait. So when you like parked the bike, did you just put a sign free, or like what was going on?
I might
bro?
As well have, because it was one day I just stopped. I was riding the bike. I stopped at 7-Eleven, pick up some water. I was being dumb. I just put the bike on the outside real quick. I'm like, I could look at it. I could see it right
7-Eleven,
there.
7-Eleven, bro? Come on.
I know, man.
7-Eleven?
Parked it right there. I come out. I just see some white couple pulling up in the car slow and none. Hey, did you have a bike? Because some dude just took off that. I was like, fuck,
then
man.
Then he calls me. He said, hey, man.
the worst call ever.
He called it. I know he probably was nervous. He like, hey, I'm not going to lie. Someone stole your bike. I bust out laughing. I said, it's the funniest shit to me. I'm funny. A grown man. That's and my funny. Bike has just been stolen. Yeah. Not even as a kid. Yeah. I had plenty of bikes as a kid. See, never stolen.
The worst thing about getting your bike stolen is that you can't bike back home.
You can't be out. You gotta
you
walk.
Understand? You gotta walk. You gotta deal with this shit as you walk in. Like, how the fuck did I let this happen?
Oh, yeah, I didn't I didn't go pick him up either. And, I let him walk. Yeah, I walked back.
And then you got a stolen Rouse. It's almost like as if that guy seen him again.
You.
And he said, this asshole really think I'm not gonna take this bike again.
I told the Rouse the people that work there, yo, can I leave this inside?
Yeah.
I want to put it right here in this corner. Nobody touch it. Shit got stolen.
Can I ask you something? But how come you just didn't get a bike lock from the first time?
I did eventually. God damn. You,
David, don't be logical, David.
You know black people win the lotto and buy 20
You just hear the lotto story? The fuck are you talking about right now? Well, because my shit got stolen in the stupidest way possible because... Hey, you know what? My bad. I did the same thing. Hold on a second. Hey, so story over, right?
You got your black room.
I went inside that house. So we were at the apartment, and then I was going to go bike. I put it against, so it's a driveway this way, and there's a brick wall. I left it on the brick wall to get a glass of water. I'm over here judging the fuck out of this guy, and it literally happened
to me. It feels secure because you just like, quick.
Who the fuck is going to steal a bike in 10 seconds?
Right.
Yo, I'm talking about
I feel like the time that, means that it watching. Takes to notice the bike.
Because you ain't going to do that if you didn't see the person.
Yeah, you got
to
know who bike
it. Oh, I see him go inside. Okay, this is my opportunity. Yeah. I can't steal a bike that... Where is this person at?
Yeah,
so they was watching,
bro.
Both of y'all.
But I thought I saw my bike, your bike, last week. somewhere
I'm
around
over
here.
It
I,
now. I'm
I,
over
no,
it
I
now.
Thought I saw it, but it's different. Like they kind of painted it and fucked it up a little bit. But I'm like, that's that nigga's bike. I was thinking about stealing that bike back. I'm not
running drop in Miami too. It was all white, and I had a nice seat on
nice.
It.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it was
nice.
I felt super bad because I was so determined to get that bike back. I started thinking of like crazy scenarios. I'm like, how much you want to bet it's one of my neighbors that stole that shit? And they're the nicest people ever.
Yeah.
It's like a 50-year-old Japanese woman.
Oh my god.
And I just started having conversations with her, and I'm like, hey, like, so did you see my bike? I'm like sweating her ass.
You're
like,
hey, what type of like activities you do, like fitness wise? Like, you.
I was like, yo, I like those bike shorts you got on. She goes, I don't have bike shorts. Yeah, bet you do.
You saw it, just put it. So, yeah, if you see
it. I just started gripping her shoulders. Hey,
that's funny.
I do want to bring this up, bro. Like, I got to bring this up just because Rome, you're here. And we got to talk about that fucking MTV show that we did.
Yo.
What
maybe we talk about when we go on his podcast.
We go
on his podcast.
I know it.
it was the best show I've ever done.
I got it here.
Phenomenal. Real quick, also, I just want to say the Migos album came out. I listened to the album. It got a couple of cool joints, but the freestyle that they did, Cam showed me his freestyle
On
LA Leakers.
That was better than the album.
Fire.
Yeah,
that was better
fire.
Than
I didn't even know it was an album out.
But did y'all hear Soulja Boy's freestyle?
You talking about the Rick one?
Yeah.
That's just so fire to me for Soulja Boy. It's such a bop.
A new one?
Yeah,
I didn't know he could rap like that.
I think he was playing Rick and Morty on Twitch.
Okay.
That shit was good.
And then he just started freestyle because Rick was like dancing on the Twitch.
Rick and Morty got a video game?
You about to go in for Soulja.
It was a nice little bop. Yeah, but that the Migos freestyle, I was like, oh, they rapping on here. Like, I was like, I like this. I was like, this is better than the album right here. I still got to listen to the like last three tracks, but you know, it's kind of the same.
I didn't even know Migos was like three people for the longest time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they all look exactly the same.
They rap like, exactly the same.
Like superheroes.
And one is the uncle, one is the nephew,
yeah.
And one is the cousin.
Get the fuck out
of
here.
It's a family business.
It's family.
Fucking Jackson 3 over here.
Jackson 3.
That shit's
crazy. I think Quavo is Takeoff's uncle.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And then
Offset's the cousin.
Offset's the cousin.
That's funny. Yeah. These are actual people's names and shit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Quavo, like Takeoff. Takeoff, Quavo, and the cousin.
Did you hear that fucking the J. Cole LA Leakers one though?
Yeah, no, that, yeah, that was hard. That was hard. That was hard. Who do you have a favorite musician out right now, or are you just kind of listening to
right now? It's hard to say. I haven't actually been listening to a lot of music lately.
Like, I've been doing more podcasts.
Yeah. Your guys' podcast, all the homies' podcasts, and like music has been on the sideburn for some reason.
Gotcha.
I don't know why.
I mean, yeah, well, but podcasts be good though. Should be good.
I feel like that's
I like
age
listening
thing.
To people talk more than I do music.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I just rather old, listen to a podcast.
So we getting, that's what it is. We, if we just boil it
that's
down.
That's like 30s. The mid-30s.
I'm still listening to music.
Mike, ain't how nobody answering. How old are you? Turn your mic off.
You 28?
See, you're not following direction. We said mic off for you. You said 28? Yeah. When your birthday?
December.
Hey, y'all, please get them donations in now.
Because we're not getting them nothing. So we just got to make sure we pay them.
But also, I seen this morning. This says Alabama. I don't want to be stereotypical here, but it starts off with Alabama. Alabama mother and daughter enjoy watching each other's sex tape. I want y'all to listen to them talk real quick.
I'm Rakia. I'm 26 years old. And we live in Jacksonville, Alabama.
Oh, they black.
We do everything together.
Yeah.
I mean, everything.
Watch a movie together.
Cool. Together.
Twerk.
Go off. Go crazy. Show up. I couldn't imagine my life without my mom being in it. It would ruin me. I wouldn't know what to do, how to function.
I've had people say that we're too close.
They feed
right,
each other.
You have to spread it open a little.
She waxing her.
My mother and I have been waxing each other for quite some
time I'll be
time
trying
now.
To have a threesome with them.
I showed her my first sex tape about 2 years ago.
It's mine.
I showed her my first sex tape maybe a year ago. What kind of positions do you think I should do, or what do you think we should do?
You know,
oh my,
it's a little weird.
You know, I'll
be honest with you.
Yeah,
like,
weird,
if before that, I would have been, oh, mom and dad should have made me. Fucking, but yeah. Hearing it,
it's
something makes it feel uncomfortable.
It feels creepy.
You know, I don't
for
know.
For them, yeah, but not for the guy.
I mean,
do they look good?
Yeah,
they look cute. They're cute.
You want to have threesome?
All right, I thought there was some big olds.
It ain't what you would think they was gonna look like.
It's not. Oh, let me see.
He got them old hands always. You know, when you hand him a phone, he accidentally press something.
Oh, my bad, Tom. My bad.
The old hands.
Pick the phone for me.
Yo, that is old hands, bro. That is
old. Your parents shit. They always knock. What you be doing? You don't grab it by the screen.
Yo, old hands. How old is that?
Yeah, they.
Old ass hands.
That's the old ass hands. Yo, that's the biggest sign of age right there. Motherfucker,
pass. He's got them old hands.
Oh.
Them shits look like melted Snickers bars. They just wipe across everything.
Just ashy. Hard as fuck.
That's funny.
Oh my god.
He got them old hands. Yo, how'd you get into my iPhone notes? Yo, I showed you a picture. How'd you get into my fucking notes, bro? Oh, fuck my side.
Oh my god.
And Emmanuel was so scared. He said, oh, my bad.
Dog.
Old
ass hands to win, dog.
That's funny. That's funny.
That's it, man.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't need.
Hey, can I just read this title real quick, dog?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's just the title to this. It says NBC's ultimate slip and slide halts production after explosive diarrhea outbreak on set.
Wait.
Just gonna let y'all know that.
After explosive diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea outbreak. About 100 people got shitty ass.
No, that's terrible.
This motherfucker gotta stop laughing.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Come on, just, man.
Y'all gotta chill, man.
Someone that can find you, dude.
I'm not.
Can find you,
at oldasshands.com.
Oldasshands.com. Every time you go to it, you end up going to your notes app.
Oh my god. Yo, motherfucker, I'm gonna be saying the N word.
Oh man.
That's one of them healthy laughs.
Hey, bro. You see, I'm hot now. Yeah.
David sweating.
Oh, man.
Hey, David, man, you the best, bro.
Yeah.
Always.
This has been
always,
phenomenal. Always. Yeah. Phenomenal.
Great podcast.
Yeah, just tell them where they can find you, bro.
And you can find me at the Genius Brain Podcast, David So Comedy, everything else.
Let's do it.
Yeah, man. You guys will see David on here plenty more. He's always coming back. He's the guest is always coming back forever.
If you want him as a doctor one more time, watch this. Please vote.
We got to write a show together now.
Right.
It's done. Is it this your second or third time? I think this is your third.
Maybe no, third time.
Yeah, I think it's your third time. I think it's your third time on here. Hey, man. Thank you once again for watching another episode of the Comedy Trap House. Remember, CTH Podcast is the cat. Is the Cash App
almost
so, CTH Poshcast?
You got that old tongue. CTH
Podcast is the Cash App that you go to. Remember to rate, review, subscribe, like, all that good stuff, man. David, once again, a pleasure, brother. Use your lawnmower for your slick hair.
Yeah, if we start that OnlyFans, we'll let you know.
I'm a subscribe. I watch it.
All right, y'all. Until next week, peace.
Oh, man.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.